Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast. This is Paul Sollentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. Today, we're going to talk with Ricky Council IV. Ricky, sophomore basketball player, sophomore-to-be from Durham, North Carolina. Ricky averaged 7.1 points, 3.4 rebounds for the Shockers last season. He had a high game of 23 points for Cincinnati. Also had 13 points and 8 rebounds at Tulsa. For that work and a lot of other things, he earned a spot on the American Athletic Conference's all-freshman team. Ricky, do you look back at either of those games as a kind of breakout moment, or do you have another one that sticks out in your mind?
Those two games are definitely in my mind. I know Tulsa was like the first conference game, so that was really exciting. And then Cincinnati, that meant a lot. I was really excited for that one. I was proud of my performance. Other games, I chipped in. I feel like I made a little chip in different games, such as South Florida. I brought energy off the bench. Cincinnati in the conference tournament, I brought energy off the bench. So I just feel like all year I just brought a little bit to support the team.
Okay. Let's go back kind of to the beginning. You've got two brothers, Ricky the second, Ricky the third. They also played college basketball. What was it like growing up in that kind of a family and competing with two older brothers?
It was amazing. The competition was there. I didn't have to worry about trying to go to a gym to get competition. It was right at the house, so all I had to do was walk out the door and go to the backyard. And it was fun. That's how I got better. So I put all the work in. It's the majority of the work came from. I obviously put in work coming up, but that's where it all started in the backyard.
Yeah, paint the picture for us. So you had a hoop, cement slab in the backyard. What was it like?
Okay, so early on, it was like a carpet. So I had a carpet court, and then my rim had no backboard. So that's how I was shooting good early on. Then, yeah. And then we had another goal on the other side, a little further, like a semi-full court. That had a backboard. So, yeah.
So a rim and no backboard, so you learned to shoot without out bank shots then, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Is that so you get a lot of arch on it, and it goes right in?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Which of the Council brothers called the most fouls?
Might have been me.
Really?
Definitely growing up. That's why I'm used to it now. They used to, especially my middle brother, Ricky Council III, he used to foul me all the time. He used to rip the ball from me. He was like one of the few people that I can just say, just straight out rip the ball from me. That's how I got my handles tighter. I used to hate it. I used to get mad. He was real scrappy. Not as much. It was probably me.
You called the most fouls. Did your brothers did that work? Did the brothers did they take your foul call?
Sometimes. It depends on the situation. But mainly just like get tough, blah blah blah. So that worked.
That seems to be a good way to learn how to play basketball with the brothers out in the backyard or on the driveway. What got you hooked on basketball? Was that always your sport?
It's all I remember. When I was born, I was probably shooting in a mini hoop. Next thing you know, I was 4 years old, 3 years old, something like that, and I was playing in a league, Bethesda, that's what it was called, and ever since that, you know, I got to the age of AAU, which was probably 7, 8, I think I was playing up with my middle brother, so I was playing up 2 ages, so I was doing that, and all these recreation leagues, and then AAU, then started getting serious around 8th grade, I was playing on the circuit with Atlanta Celtics, in my freshman year. With Flight 22, then with CP3, and I finished out my high school AAU with Team Felton.
Team Felton, okay. Did you ever meet Chris Paul?
Chris Paul, I didn't. I met his own parents, though. I met Raymond Felton, though.
Okay. Excellent. Have you ever played a pickup game at Cameron Indoor Stadium?
Not in the actual main gym, but all the other ones, yeah.
Okay, so there's other gyms around.
Boston, yeah, all that. Yes, sir.
Okay. Who's the best basketball player you've ever played in a game against? Pickup game, summer game, real game, however.
My go-to is usually saying Greg Brown, who played for Texas. Played him my freshman year. It was a good game. We ended up winning. Another really good scorer that I played against last year, actually, was Bryce Thompson. He played for Kansas. I think he should hit the portal now, but he was really good. Made me realize I needed to get in the gym for him. So, yeah, them two for sure.
Okay, those are two good ones. Sure. Favorite NBA player, who you got?
Kevin Durant.
And why?
I just love his game. Smooth, he can shoot it, he can dribble, he can do everything. He's confident. That's how I want to play.
Who else would you pick up for your NBA super team besides Kevin?
Modern, right? I go Jason Tatum, Westbrook, a big, gosh, who's a big that I like? Oh, Jokic, and I said Jamal Murray.
Okay. That'd be a good squad. You said modern. Do you have an older, former NBA player?
Yeah, Michael Jordan. That's where I grew up watching. It's literally all I grew up watching.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense. The coaches describe you as someone who kind of thrives on the underdog role, maybe feeling a little overlooked. Tell us a little bit about that. Where does that come from?
Okay, so obviously, you mentioned earlier, Cameron Dorsey, and I literally stayed like 10, 12 minutes from there. Always grew up thinking I was going to be ACC, Power 5, honestly. Then growing up, high school, junior year, obviously after junior year, I was like, okay, I still haven't really been offered by one. So it's like, okay, so what's the next step? And I got into like a weak depression stage, like nobody really knows, but I'm like, okay, I'm really not doing this. But I was getting to other schools, UNCG, Old Dominion, Outstate, stuff like that. But I wasn't getting that, and so I always felt like the underdog. Like, I had state hype, like in-state hype, but like not national. So I always felt like underdog, and I always felt like one for my whole life.
So now that you've been through it and emerged, coming to a good program, what advice would you give somebody who's maybe a sophomore, junior in high school, kind of going through the same thing that you went through?
Just trust the process. Like I said, I wanted to go to those schools, but now that I'm here, I don't regret it at all. We had a good year, better than a lot of the ACC Power 5 schools. We made it further than a lot of them, too. So just trust the process, and the right school is going to come for you.
Take me back to September 1, your freshman season at Wichita State. What did you not understand then about college basketball that now, 7 months later, you understand?
It can be stressful, for one, if you don't take care of your stuff. School, obviously, practice, you might want, I don't think I ever been through this, but wanted to give up at some point. I haven't been through that yet. But that's like things that can happen. So yeah, I would say them three, whatever it was. And yeah, it just gets to a point where you just gotta keep fighting and keep pushing. Because this is what you signed up for. So you can't, that's what I think to myself when I'm feeling down. Like, this is what I signed up for, so I can't complain. So yeah.
It seems like a lot of students come to college and they figure out the importance of rest and diet. You know, in high school, they were just talented enough to get through it. Here, they got to pay a little more attention to those kind of things. Did you go anything with that, through that, with those aspects?
I'm steadily trying to change my diet. And rest, I'm definitely working on that. I tend to stay up sometimes for whatever reason. But those are definitely important. Especially you got to wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning for math tutoring. You need to get your rest. So that's some things I learned and I apply that this year.
And math tutoring is important, definitely. How about, okay, diet. This is always a good one with college athletes. What's been the hardest thing to cut back on or give up?
Well, my favorite fast food spots are not down here, actually. So I changed a little bit. I eat too much Sonic for sure because it's close by.
Right.
And I eat too much fast food in general. But the thing about changing my diet is, in order to eat healthier, I have to buy the food constantly. And I don't have a car yet, so I ask people and stuff like that. So I just tend to just buy and eat when I'm giving and stuff. So,
have you learned to cook anything good that's become kind of a go-to for you?
I haven't. The best thing I've probably cooked is some honey chipotle chicken or something.
Oh, that sounds good.
No, it was.
Okay. Well, you're on the right path then. We asked toward the end of last season, we asked a lot of times, what was kind of the turning point game, or when did people know this team had something good going? I know Tyson Etienne picked the Oral Roberts game as a turning point. A lot of guys went with the win at Ole Miss. What would you say? Do you have a defining game or defining moment for this team?
Those are two good ones. Well, I'm surprised that Oral Roberts. I was watching on TV because of the COVID situation. But Ole Miss was definitely one SEC team, good team. People didn't predict us to win. I remember seeing a little thing. It was probably been like 70%, 20-something percent Ole Miss. I would say Houston, too. Like, that was late in the season, but nobody predicted us really to win. And we knew. Like, we literally went to the game, like, we're going to win this game. Like, we weren't just talking, like, we knew it. And, yeah, I would say that one. I would have to think a little harder to think of some other ones, but that one for sure. UCF, here, when we went to, like, two OTs, that showed that we really closed out games. We played a lot of close games and won. But that one was big.
Tyson Etienne looked a lot smarter when Oral Roberts kept winning NCAA tournament games, I guess. We should just all listen to Tyson.
Yeah.
Did you watch a lot of Houston in the NCAA tournament?
I'm pretty sure I watched every game.
What do you learn from watching a conference team get that far?
The thing about Houston, I'm going to keep saying it, no disrespect to them, but I feel like their talent wasn't that much greater than anybody else in the conference. But their rebounding and defense was elite. And obviously their talent was good too. So the defense and rebounding just pushed them above everyone. And I feel like other conferences wasn't prepared. And yeah, that's why they made it as far as they did, respect for them. And as long as they had that head coach, their teams are always going to continue to do that no matter the talent.
Yeah, no question. You summed that up well. Their defense and rebounding is excellent. There was a lot of confetti around this basketball program last season. You had confetti when IB got the job. You had confetti after you won the conference title. Did you stick any in your pocket and save it?
I did.
Did not. Okay.
All you right. Mean literally, right?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I don't know. Maybe you had a glass full of confetti back in your dorm room or something.
Actually, but no, I did. Next week.
How about your piece of the net from the conference championship? What are you going to do with that?
I don't know. It's just hanging around now. I found something you need to do it or something, but it's just hanging around for me.
Okay. It's a good, important memento.
Yes, sir.
When I asked the coaches about you, I was told you are an enthusiastic eater. What's your favorite meal?
My favorite meal? I like wings. Teriyaki, I always go with that. I like steak. I like crab and lobster, even though I don't eat it a lot, just because it's expensive and I don't know where to get it sometimes, but I definitely go to them too.
Good choices, good choices. Sure. How often do you think about playing in front of a packed Coke Arena?
Literally the other day we was running the stairs in there, and that was my first time going to the very top, and I was like, I'm really surprised I haven't been up here yet. And I was like, wow, I can't wait to see all the fans in here. It'll already be loud with the 2,000 we had this year, whatever amount was it. So I was just imagining. Then I see the pictures like that, and I'm like, yeah, I just can't wait for that. Hopefully, what they're making it sound like, well, it will be at least close to that issue.
I hope so, yeah. It seems like we're on that path. That is, when you talk to seniors, you know, what will you miss? What do you remember about this experience? I think coming up the tunnel to a full arena, that's almost unanimously, that's one of the things they will say that will be something that will stick with them through their Shocker experience. Wichita State played in the NCAA tournament. What was that whole experience like? Being in the bubble, playing the game, just the whole thing.
It was definitely one of a kind. I tell people that every time. Even with COVID, COVID messed everything up this year. But congrats to the NCAA. They set that up. Well, at least for me, me and my teammates don't agree. But it was amazing for me, especially growing up watching it and actually being there, seeing some of the seniors like. Just walking past them, people even watching since high school, ninth grade, just walk right past them, like, wow, finally see them in person, like, wow. Obviously, we got all the gear, that was nice. Police escort to the gym, practice, like, it was just a great experience. I hate that we had to leave like that, but we'll definitely be back, no doubt.
Yeah, being back, is it helpful from a learning perspective? You've now been through it, so you kind of have a feel for the schedule, the hype, how it can, you know, how it can drain you or how it can energize you? Does it help to go through it once and then you go back and you've kind of got a feel for what it's like?
Yeah. Me personally, though, it honestly felt like another game. Like, I didn't have no pressure. I came in. I was hooping. But definitely for some people, it's a good experience to have under your belt because for different types of people, it can make you nervous. It's a big stage. And you got to be ready for it. To have it under your belt, it's easier to come back the next year and perform.
So tough loss to Drake in that first game, the Final Four. What did the Shockers learn from that?
Shoot, I don't know. We had it, and then all of a sudden we just turned around. Like, I don't know. I feel like our defense wasn't bad. Their guard was just good and was hitting shots. I mean, I feel like we could have made more free throws. That was one thing. Yeah, I feel like our defense was good. It was just guard.
He was good. That's a tough, yeah, that's a tough lesson to learn, definitely. You just got done with one of the individual sessions that the Shockers are doing now in the off season. Take us through some of your priorities. What do you feel like you really are working on hard to get better for next season?
Me and Coach just talked. I told him I need to work on more shooting off my right hand. Growing up, I worked on my left hand a lot just to get it better, and then somehow I forgot about my right, and now I dribble better, and I can do some things better with my left and my right, which is good, but I need to get my right up to speed with my left, so I'm working on that, and getting stronger, obviously. I feel like I'm good size, but definitely need to get bigger. Even increasing my athleticism, I definitely want to do that, and some flexibility in my hip area and quads, stuff like that with carry. So,
what did you notice about how teams defended you last season? I guess I feel like you probably went from maybe the second page of the scouting report to the first page of the scouting report during your freshman season. Did you notice that?
Yes, for sure. Tulsa, first conference game. I remember the coaches telling them to back up. And then I think I hit two threes that game. And then when I hit one, the player looked over and looked at Coach like, "You said he can't shoot. He's hitting threes." I literally remember that moment. So I remember that. Obviously, I probably wasn't on there much, but that was like my second, third game. And then as the season came, I started scoring more, started producing more. I was hearing some teams call me a shooter. I was hearing a little bit of everything. He's going to drive. I heard a little bit of everything. So next year, I feel like they're going to have an all-around scrum for you. You can do a little bit of everything, and they're going to try to play me their best way.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We appreciate your time. We encourage you to rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, such as on iTunes or Google Play. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com. Thank you for listening.
And they let him pass it up court, and then it gets picked off. A long three by Pangos. No good. 1 second. It's over. It is over, and Wichita State has beaten the number one team in the nation to go to the Sweet 16. Go crazy, Wichita. I know you are.